My mother was a perfectionist. If you said something wrong, why, you were corrected and you didn't make the mistake a second time. Uh-huh. And we weren't allowed slang or not too many localisms. We had to kind of walk the narrow, mm-hmm. straight.
What were some of the localisms that you weren't allowed?
Well, she was always getting after us for saying ain't. Mm-hmm. And she was always getting after us for saying done. I got in the habit of saying he done it. Uh-huh. And she broke me of the habit. It isn't he done it, he did it. He didn't done anything, he did it. Mm-hmm. You done somebody, if they owe you some money, you go try to collect from him, you go done him. Mm-hmm. That was the word. That's where the word done was used. He's a deadbeat, you have to done him for the money. Don't give him any credit because he's a deadbeat. You have to done him off. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that expression?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that was the only way we could use done. He was a deadbeat and you had to done him for his money.
What do you mean done? Hound him?
You had to hound him and follow him around and kind of, as old Lon Hill would say, you kind of had to haint him. Instead of haunt, he'd say he had to haint him. Uh-huh. Have you ever heard that expression?
I think so.
He had to haint him?
Uh-huh.
Or the house is hainted?
Would you say that?
No, but old man, I ranched right next to him, and we were neighbors, and he was a half Cherokee, Irish, Indian type. Mm-hmm. And he had a very large family, about five daughters and four sons. And one of the sons was president of the Central Power and Light Company that furnishes all of the power for down here in this section of the country. Mm-hmm. And the old man was one of the early developers of the valley. He sold land all over the United States, mm-hmm. to people to come down here to homestead. Mm-hmm. And we ranched next door to each other, and he'd say, always call me Comey. Comey, if you get a cheetah, we'll have a barbecue. So I'd go over to a goat ranch about 4 or 5 miles away, and I'd buy a nanny about two-thirds grown, mm-hmm. and the old man would butcher. And he'd take the hide off without cutting it. He was an artist and everything.
He would take the hide off?
Without cutting, except he'd cut right around the head.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd roll the collar down, and he'd get a rock about so big or something round and hard, and he'd roll this collar back and he'd tie a slip knot and get real tight.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd get, before that, I'm ahead of my story, he had a little pump, and he'd pump, stick a needle in here, and he'd pump up the hide, and it'd pump all the way from the skin, from the air.
Mm-hmm.
We'd do it now, but we open the hide up down the front and take it off like taking a coat off.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it just cutting around the he'd pump them up good and get the hide away from the skin, from the meat. And then he'd cut around the neck, and he'd roll the collar down, and he'd tie this in the back, and then he'd hitch his mule on to the rope, and he just, come on, let's go. He'd just lead the old mule off, and whoosh, then the skin would just come right off, all in one piece. Legs, get down to the legs, he'd cut the legs off up here at the second joint,
mm-hmm.
and then he'd have the whole thing there just perfectly clean, no hair, no mess, no nothing. And he'd open them and clean all of the insides, and he'd use the liver and the heart and the kidneys. He'd leave the kidneys with a piece of the rib that it's under. And he'd wrap everything